going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Bunches More Crunches podcast. Another episode on the Illest Fitness Podcast out. It is Sunday. We're blessed to have another weekend. Blessed to see another upcoming week starting tomorrow. And listen, Commanders took the L. But I will say, in my lifetime, and I'm getting old, I never seen the Commanders go that far before. So shout out to them. But listen, man, with all that being said, we got some drama today. We will address it on the show. We got some drama today. Big backs are getting out of hand. I don't know what's going on with the big backs or what possessed them to become this bold, but it's getting crazy out here, man. So listen, before that, we're going to get in the comments. I have a mini rant to go on. Before the first video, but I'm gonna get through the comments first. It's not even a mini rant. It's just one thing I gotta say. Let's freaking go. Commanders fans are eating their sorrows right now, man. Shh. What's up, Mike? Mona said, let's get it popping. Yeah, Chris, I saw you benching 315 in that one clip. Come on, man. You know what it is. Listen, man. I know I prioritize being lean and athletic, but I could throw some weight up. Don't underestimate your boy. If Dave Buster, or whatever his name is too damn big to get in the ride, then he's too damn big. Dude was literally running out of breath, only walking 3 feet. That's not who we talking about today. You talking about Dave Blunts. We're not talking about Dave Blunts today, bro. Let's go. Yes. Ayo. Live on a Sunday while I meal prep. Not a regular L, though. Straight BTA. What BTA mean? Checking in after the leg day, 350 for six. Okay, almost back. Can barely hear the soundboard. Okay, thank you for saying that because it's loud on my end. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe it ain't plugged in. I don't know what's up. You know, it's always something on here, man. Oh well, yeah, we'll figure it out. Can barely hear the soundboard. Glad I caught the live. Where the sounds at? Y'all can't hear the sounds. Hold on, man. Hold on, y'all. All right, let's try it again, man. Let me know if y'all hear that, because on my end, it say y'all could hear it. Let's see. We're going to need the sounds this episode. Oh, yeah, it's not really playing, huh? Damn. I don't know what's going on. I'm checking my app while I read these comments. Buttons are quiet. Appreciate that. Blurred focus camera. Yeah, I mean, that's really how my camera look. I had to turn the brightness up today. Dang, y'all picky as hell today, man. What's up with y'all? Y'all picky as hell. They say everything connected. I don't know what's going on. But listen, man, we're going to have to figure this out. Or here, let me do this. Hold on. I got to see something real quick. So what we're going to do is I'm going to put y'all on a quick break. I'm gonna put y'all on a quick break, and we gonna get.
If you don't wanna unbig your back, don't watch.
What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
All right, hold up. Let's try this. I got y'all. Hold on. We're going to do this. Audio. There we go. All right. Can y'all hear me now? Let's see. Can y'all hear me now? Let's see. Let me try the headphones again so I can get it. Sorry about that, y'all. All right, I think we good now. We good? All right, bet. Hey, all right, let's go. Let's get it. All right, man. This shit be so tricky, man. All right, anyway, Big Spider in the building. If you drove from D.C. to Philly today, bought a cheesesteak from Geno's, you took two L's. Don't watch the podcast. All right, we got Samira here, man. She's complaining about foods with the word skinny on it. Oh, brother. And I'm just... We'll do the old brother real quick.
Brother, this guy stinks!
And I'm just now finding out Samira blocked me. So that means I'm doing something right. So let's check out Samira complaining about the words with skinny on it. And let's keep it going.
The word skinny to market products that have fewer calories or are healthier is fat phobic. Skinny pop, skinny cow, with the tape measure
How the hell is that fat phobic? How the hell is that fat phobic? Why are Big Backs so obsessed with trying to make people hate them? Y'all must want us to hate y'all with the shit y'all be making up.
Nope.
Let's keep it going.
Around the waist, and you could try to change the logo, but it's still fat phobic. Skinny girl,
egregious. Just
yeah, because people be trying to lose weight, so they want a healthier alternative.
Nope.
An alternative with lower calories.
Nope.
What's the problem with that? Just because we don't want all them big back ass calories don't mean something is wrong with us.
Big back activity.
Egregious.
To make something have fewer calories, less sugar, you say make it skinny? Smoothie King, I hope you can now see how people use fat phobia as a marketing.
Dog, it's not healthy to be your size. You're 4'11" or 5 foot or no, you're five. She's 5'3" and 500 pounds. You shouldn't want to be that size. So you should want to market some things to your customers to go along with their fitness goals. And this is a woman. This is how crazy the world is. This is a woman who graduated from Harvard. Yes, Harvard. In Massachusetts, the Harvard University. This is a Harvard graduate.
Marketing tool. It's not about those options having less calories and less sugar. It's the way they're marketed.
You're just a big back hater. That's all I got from that. Let's get in these comments. Who's this chocolate hippo? This is the one that goes in the stores and complains about the plus size clothing. You've seen me react to her before. But this the one who blocked me on Instagram because I was in her comments talking crazy the other day. So well, she preferred to say fat in front of it. If it said fat, it would be celebrated.
Nope.
If it said fat, it would be celebrated.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
That was a reach. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Companies that make scales are fat phobic too. Bars.
Let him cook.
Facts. Oh, brother. She looked like Issa Rae's big back friend from Insecure. I'm not sure. I ain't watch Insecure. Why is being fat okay? Chunky Keisha's and Karen's sensitive as fuck. Big back is not their target market.
Let him cook.
somebody need to ask big back women
whether fat positivity is a thing or not, because nobody complains about fat phobia more than a big back who, quote unquote, loves herself. If you love yourself so much, why are you complaining so much? If you love yourself so much, why are you worried about people who are conscious of their caloric intake? If you love yourself, you feel me? Because I think I love myself. I ain't worried about what the bullshit trainer is doing.
Nope.
I ain't worried about none of that other bullshit.
Nope.
So I ain't got time for that. Why she wasn't out there blocking for Jaden Daniels earlier? No idea. She probably was. We just ain't know. It's like, nah. Hey, man, make sure you hit the like button. I'm killing y'all today. With the technical difficulties and all, I ain't gonna lie. Technical difficulties did throw me off, threw off my whole intro, but it is what it is. All right. We got more BBWs. Talking about they stealing boyfriends and all of this bullshit. Let's check it out. 1 second. Here we go.
It's always, who's fucking these fat bitches? Who's fucking these, your boyfriend?
Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
It's always y'all boyfriends. And I be trying to be quiet.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
BBW Simps messing the game up, man. Y'all sit here and give her attention, and now she's on here talking about everybody boyfriend want her.
Stop the cap.
Cut it out. And we went over this whole shit the other day when I had Tune on here. Easy access. And I said what I said, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Okay, it's always, who's fucking these fat bitches? Who's fucking these, your boyfriend? It's always y'all boyfriends. And I be trying to be quiet.
Man, listen, bro. We're cooked. Nobody is going crazy in her DM and thirsting for that. And ninjas who are, they starving for a reason. They starving for a reason. This is, it, man, listen, it's getting crazy out here. The egos are inflated. But then if we go tell her the truth, they're going to say it's fatphobic.
Phobia is rooted in racism.
The diet don't work for them the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
It's getting crazy out here. Y'all wilding in the comments, bro. I bet her name is Shanika, probably. Bullshit? Big titties stank. That's crazy. You stole somebody's boyfriend's lunch and dinner. He just coming to your house to get his food back. Greedy heifers. Yeah, dusty black dudes with no standards are cheating on their girlfriend with a woman like this. And that guy wasn't for that woman anyway, if he was going to cheat on her. Absolutely. Nobody want to look at the quality. They just look at ninjas. Well, it's probably a bum, more than likely. More than likely. Who is this big back in a bonnet exposing her udders? It's crazy. Being a bust down or side piece at best got them gassed up. Absolutely. And it's like they glorify that. You glorify just being a piece of ass, just being a piece of meat, pause. She definitely is Shirley.
Big back activity.
And I see what you said, Spider-Mo, about the green. I didn't even realize I put that green on today and the Eagles whipped our ass. I did not realize that. Oh, well. Let's hit the like button and keep this podcast going because I'm killing y'all today. Technical difficulties and all. I did not realize that. A black dude with an education ain't cheating on his girlfriend or wife with that thing. Absolutely not. Tapping in, writing a paper, need this break. Yes, sir. Only one hit that is cold from Martin. This is why they overrated themselves, man. You getting attention from dudes wanting that tax check. Chicks are sending ninjas to the cow built biz with their standards. That's why dudes run to them for cheap and easy access. then that's all it's ever going to be. I said what I said. Listen, man, make sure y'all hit the like button. We got a Karen.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
She's going to tell you about how good her chocolate bar is. Pause.
Thinking about getting the make your own chocolate bar kit? Take this as your sign. The link is above my name. Look at it. It's a pistachio cream on the inside.
I thought they said diet doesn't affect how fat you are. Some people can't control it.
Chocolate on the outside.
Oh, man.
It's so good. It's so good.
Oh, man. She loving that thing. Oh, she had that chocolate in her mouth like. Pause.
I don't want to show my kids. My chocolate. Damn.
And she got a stain on her shirt.
It's in the orange shopping cart. Go get you some.
Oh, brother. We're cooked.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Big backs will go hard on the internet to tell you that this is genetics, this is hormones, and all this other bullshit. But they post a video like this snitching on themselves. Make it make sense. So are y'all eating too much or not? Because every time I get on the internet, it's a big back praising some food. Thirsting over some food. About to lose their mind over some food. It's getting crazy out here, man. Nikki Harris, what up? Nope.
Nope.
CC, what up? Seen something like that in the toilet at the amusement park. Fuck out of here. That's disgusting.
Nope.
You know, white people, I need that button. I need to find that. Ew, she making me want to throw up by looking at her. Facts. She withholding food from her kids. You know, she's a lost cause. That's crazy. And you know, when she do feed her kids, she feed them some bullshit. Another big back Becky with her glasses. Talking about some.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
She's sucking the skin off that chocolate bar. Mark Rose, that's crazy. Mark Rose, I think you're the first one arrested today. You're out of here, buddy. That's crazy. Shorty can barely breathe trying to talk about some damn candy bar. Them glasses are so common. That chocolate is an orgasm to her. Watch how she
acts. There's a new orange shopping. Thinking about getting the make your own chocolate bar kit? Take this as your sign. The look. Link is above my name. Look at it. It's a pistachio cream on the inside.
She's so passionate.
Chocolate on the outside.
Watch how she acts. Watch how she acts with the chocolate in her mouth. Pause.
It's so good. It's so good. I don't want to show my kids. My chocolate. Look. There's a new orange shopping cart. Go get you some. Have you been thinking?
Yeah, we're cooked, man.
Oh, brother. Yeah, we're cooked.
We're cooked. Big back's taking over, and we're not letting it happen.
Big back activity.
We are not letting that shit happen. Where we at, man? Three strikes for Mark Rose, yeah, for sure.
Strike three, you're up.
Yeah, Mark Rose is out of here. This is why. I'm noticing a trend. Fat black women with bonnet whining and fat white women wearing glasses. Great observation, Wicked Scorpion. She might got some mean Never Mind Fitness podcast. Oh, yeah, that's arresting. Going to jail for assuming sexual things about a big back? That's insane, bruh. Shaking my head at her. She sound like Baby D. Hey, Jason Baxter. What up, Jason Baxter? The eye roll of ecstasy over food is tragic. Please do not elaborate on her passion for the sake of humanity. No, her passion was crazy. We're going to look at it again.
The make your own chocolate bar kit, take this as your sign. The link is above my name. Look at it.
She
it's
ready.
Pistachio cream on the inside.
She about to crush that
chocolate
junk.
On the outside.
She about to crush that junk. Damn.
It's so good. It's
damn.
So good. I don't want to share with my kids. My chocolate.
My chocolate.
Shopping cart. Go get you some.
My chocolate head ass. Hey, let's keep this thing going, man.
Let him cook.
Cooking y'all today, Brian. We ain't even really. Oh, my bad. We ain't even get to the cooking, but we about to get to the cooking right now. So the lady that got the Uber driver fired is Dank DeMoss. I'm going to refresh her memory. We've had her on the podcast before. We're going to pull this up. Where's my thing? Here it is. All right. Can y'all see that? Yes. Plus size influencer. Oh, let me get my tabs right. Hold on. My bad. Plus size influencer Dank DeMoss says Lyft driver refused service due to her weight. That shit is humiliating. Oh, brother. I hope y'all didn't see the video. I hope this is a surprise to y'all. So basically, here, we're going to see the video. Oh, actually, let me give a little introduction. So basically, she ordered a Lyft. The Lyft got there. The ninja said, you're too big to get in the Lyft.
Boy, ain't no way
you getting in this Lyft with them thick ass.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms.
So that's basically what he said. She did not like it. Let's check it out.
Never denied me service. BC of my size.
I got no space in my car. My car is small.
I can fit in this car.
Yes, I can. And listen, he gonna know his car better than you.
What?
Why you think that man don't know his car? You don't think he ain't put no boxes in there? Ain't put no boxes in the trunk? He ain't had to do some moving around? If he say you can't fit in his car, you can't fit in his car.
I'm sorry. What am I gonna do about my money?
So she said, what am I gonna do about my money? He gonna cancel the order. You gonna get your money back. What you mad at?
You telling me I can't get in the Lyft because I can't fit in your car?
Yeah, you need to order a bigger
car. What make you think I can't fit in the car?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What makes you think I can't fit in this car?
Well, maybe because you big as shit. Maybe because he's looking at them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists and them thick ass thighs.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
Maybe because you're back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
Maybe because if you fall down, you're gonna be like this.
My leg went out.
What's wrong with these big backs?
My best friend has a biz that's newer than this that I can fit in.
Listen, who care about your best friend? That man's job is to get you safely from one destination to another. If you can't get in there and you can't put the seatbelt on, he ain't supposed to drive you. I'm sure that's in the Uber clause before he worked for Uber.
That's the same time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't.
This is ridiculous.
So you really telling me?
Yes, he is.
I'm so busy in your car.
Yes. This is entitlement.
So I got to order another Lyft.
Yes. No, you got to order. No, you don't got to order another Lyft. You got to order a Uber XL. You got to order a pickup truck. You got to order a garbage truck to carry your big back ass. You look like a dirty bag of garbage. You look like a dirty bag of laundry. So that's what you need to order. Something accordingly for that. Because this is getting crazy.
And to be more specific with you, I got very tired.
What? I got
this Lyft driver.
We got. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Let me get in these comments because there's more. We're not done yet. Where we at? He saved his car shelf life. Yes. That Uber driver didn't want his car leaning to one side while he was driving her fat ass. And not only that, but he didn't want to deal with all that chunk funk during the drive. 500 pounds ain't plus size. You a quarter ton.
Let him cook.
Her name is Dank. What type of name is that for a woman? Who knows? Bro didn't want Biggie to turn his sedan to a lowrider. Girl, my Nissan Armada ain't got no space for you unless I lay down the third row seats. Fire for trying to protect his suspension system. Shit crazy. And he can't help her fat ass if she fall getting in or out the car.
My leg went out.
Yes, the Uber clause, Lizzie. I said what I said. Get a ride with your best friend then. Thank you.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Call your friend with the Benz and tell her to pick your ass up. She should have ordered a damn Suburban. Yes, a garbage truck, Lizzie. She need to order EMT ride. That's crazy. It's humiliating to be 500 pounds. Shit getting sad. That's a half a ton. Shoot, bro. I didn't know you was live. What's up? What up, bro? She need Uber freight. She would have turned the tire pressure lights on. And right before she got in the Uber, you know she ate some barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
You know she crushed some barbecue. Went straight from the barbecue. Ain't wash her hands. Ordered the lift. Try to.
It's barbecue in there.
Try to get her big back ass in there. I hope y'all like the new sound. You know what else she had before she got in the Uber?
It's Wendy's.
You know what else she had before she got in the Uber?
It's Burger King.
You know what else she had before she got in the Uber?
You gonna fry some chicken, you...
She had all of that before she got in the Uber. She would turn the tire pressure lights on. She should be friends with somebody with a truck with some straps. That's crazy. If your legs give out and the Uber can't carry you, don't watch the podcast. Let's keep it going.
What do with the tires?
Yeah, and you have no space.
I don't have no space?
Yeah, I got no space in the back.
How do you know I don't have no space?
He could look at you. I think we watched that part. Let's keep it going. Oh, she made a response video.
Let's talk about it. Since everybody in a bald-headed ass mama got something to say about Dank, bitch, first of all, let's touch bases on the big bitches in the back that got something to say about me. I've seen a bitch say, go walk. Bitches, you cool.
First of all, if there was a big joint talking about you, she wasn't 500 pounds. You running out of breath trying to tell the story. So, no, you don't belong in an Uber.
Like, you only like one burger away from being my size. Like, y'all hoes got me fucked up.
They're not one burger away from being your size. You one burger away from being 6 feet under talking about some.
My leg went out.
That's what one burger away gonna do for you.
Bitch, stop calling yourself a BBW, ho. Cause you not, bitch. Other BBWs don't put other BBWs down.
You're not a BBW. You a BBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBBB
I never contacted Liv. Then y'all talking about, oh, she posted a video for clout. I am the fucking clout.
Now, we're in a society where you can be 500 pounds, sit on your ass, not be productive, make content, build a following, get paid from it, and have the nerve to get online and say, you are the clout. You are the clout for being lazy as fuck, unmotivated, zero discipline, only consistent with doing big back shit and eating six plates at Thanksgiving and every holiday and making every weekend a holiday.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name.
It's getting crazy out here, man. It's getting wild. And I don't feel bad for you.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
I've been doing this shit a long time. I posted this video because y'all got us fucked up. Mm. Y'all always trying to put big people in a fucking category. Oh, big people this or big da 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 or.
Y'all big asses is in the category.
Big bitches this and da da da. Stop doing that shit. Mm. Y'all want us to be in a fucking house. Miserable. Bored. Oh, cover up or.
You're already miserable.
Da, 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 da.
And cover up. Nobody want to see that shit.
Da, 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 da. You can't.
Da. Wait, there's more.
You can't wear that. You big and da da da. Fuck you. Fuck mm. you.
Mm.
Fuck the niggas and the bitches that's saying that shit. Bitch, I am a big person fucking advocate. And I'm not the only person that they did that shit to, bitch. I'm just the only person that's gonna stand up. I'm the only person that's gonna post a video. I'm the only person that's gonna speak up. I'm the only person that's gonna say something. I'm the only person that's gonna put a stop to that shit. Cause y'all got me fucked up. Why the fuck y'all don't have an option on the fucking app that say, are you of size or...
That's my problem right there.
Nope.
We're not going to normalize this shit. We're not putting options for plus size people on planes, Ubers, roller coasters. We're not doing that. We're not making type 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 diabetes part of picking your seat in Ubers in different places. It's getting ridiculous out here. But like I said, things are changing. I'm not going to get political, but things are changing. I said what I said. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Because it's getting crazy out here, man. Let's get in these comments before they pile up. I don't want to get too far away. His dashboard would have read, you got me effed up. What up, Jennifer? You need a bucket of butter to slide her in. Hey, yo, whoa. Barbecue. Yeah, you know she ate a whole bunch of barbecue.
Is barbecue in there?
She wouldn't be in my car neither. Me neither. And I got a truck. She's a BAW, big ass woman. BBW's a gang now, rolling 600s. Shorty spicy, all right. Yeah. Real spicy.
Is barbecue in there?
Doctor now need to get her. Bella said the entitlement is real. Big back Bertha using the B word when she should go to the gym to get in shape and improve her tood. Clout? No, you cloud shaped. Oh, that's a bar right there. Ass in her front and back can't wipe either. You've been big back for a long time, girl. We already know that. Girl, if you don't.
Boy, if you don't.
She a fativist now. You can tell she from the trenches with those stretched out tattoos. That's crazy. She can't fit in the whole frame. No, she can't. Whether she was fat or skinny, she too damn ghetto for me. A big person advocate standing up for what? Finding the best way to get a heart attack? Girl, if you don't go somewhere and shut up.
Boy, if you don't.
You stupid. I damn near spit out my water laughing. A fativist. You know you big when you can't fit inside the portrait mode on your phone landscape, baby landscape. Hats off to that driver. She isn't going to say for his busted shocks on. Yeah, she isn't going to pay for his busted shocks on that side, is she? Screen would have said, I know you fucking lying. Uber driver said, you know you ain't you ain't going to fit and you know I got to go. They always had a small head. That shit crazy.
So that we can send you a bigger car. So that shit is humiliating. Like,
is it
what
really?
The fuck? Bitch,
if it's humiliating, lose 400 pounds. If it's humiliating, do something about it. Because clearly you ain't that humiliated.
It's below zero. I'm outside and you pulling off on me, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if you gave me my fucking money back. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Like, y'all got us fucked up, bitch.
This the hardest she worked all day. This the most calories she burned all day.
I'm not in the house. I'm outside. I'm showing my stomach. Fuck.
Woo.
What? Belly, belly?
She's showing that stomach.
I ain't wear that. You big and da da da. Fuck you. Fuck you. What I'm talking about? Stop playing with me on this bitch ass internet.
What I'm
talking about?
Yeah, we're cooked, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah, we're cooked. I mean, that's the best way to put it. We're cooked as a society. It is what it is. And that man got fired from his job. He got fired from his job because big backs don't know how to act. Big backs are so entitled that she got this man fired from his job. Hold on, I'm gonna put the image back on the screen. But yeah, got him fired from his job, man. That's the world we live in. Big backs get more say than the person actually looking out for his and her safety. Following the Uber clause.
Nope.
They need to do Uber pickup trucks. And Uber garbage trucks for that. Since being big back is getting so normalized, Uber need to change their policy. That way they can cater to all customers. You want to be 500 pounds, get in the back of this pickup truck in the 0 degrees. And if you don't like it, lose some fucking weight. Real talk. It's getting crazy. And we got to set a standard. There's got to be consequences for things to change. Or it's not going to change. That's all I'm saying. Y'all lucky I'm not president. Why record and upload it? We're well done at this point. The facts. That's not a stomach. That's a rotunda. No, you got us effed up looking like a damn cloud. Get this idiot off the screen. If she put that much effort in the gym, she'd be fit by now. If you can't fit inside the portrait, don't watch the podcast. Hey, it say she's a plus-size rapper and influencer. Yeah, she's only thing she influencing.
My back pregnant.
Only thing she influencing.
It's barbecue in there.
Only thing she influencing.
Bacon hands is on oil.
Only thing she influencing.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeye.
That's about the only thing she's influencing. It's getting crazy out here, man. It literally tells you on the app what car is coming way before they arrive. If they send in a Toyota Prius to get your big ass, you better request Bigger Ride or Uber XL. Real quick, what car was that he had? Did it say what car he had? A Mercedes? Somebody Google what Mercedes that how much that weighs.
Lyft driver did not have to do with your tires.
Anybody know what Mercedes that is? If you know what Mercedes that is, Google how much that Mercedes weigh. And we're going to see. And we're going to compare that to 500 pounds. That's crazy. She's probably like one third of the body weight of that car. Somebody get the weight. Oh, I'm going to have to get it. Hold on. I guess I'm going to have to do it. Because that's crazy, man. Let's see. How much? How much weight of Mercedes Benz? Let's see what it said. In pounds. Oh, no. It weighed a little more than I thought it did. Okay. It weighed a little more than I thought it did. All right. Well, she's one-tenth of the car body weight. That's still a lot. That's still a lot. I don't care. That's ridiculous. Let's keep the comments going, man. Where we at? That's stupid. I would sue if I was that driver. Absolutely. I wonder what her rap name is. Heavy D is already taken. Nah, it's Dank DeMoss. Uber needs Uber trailers. Uber vans. Uber Escalade. Uber Suburbans. Uber Jeep Cherokees. Uber Ford Explorers. Oh, man. Heavy D is dead. That's crazy. That's crazy, bruh. So she obese, unemployed, and bad attitude. Oh, wow. She probably got a ninja paying her bills. She need Uber XXXXXL. C-Class Mercedes. She definitely ain't fitting in no Spirit Airline bathroom. Those shocks would be expensive to fix. That's a luxury car, absolutely. Them tires too small, I feel them. Heavy-duty woman. She looks dank to me. He probably scared to tell her he got a donut in the trunk. She book him for it. Hey, yo, y'all crazy. Hey, we killing y'all today on this episode, man. Miss Humphrey. Hey, yo. Hey, listen, man, it's getting crazy out here, man. Let's keep this podcast going. I don't need a PS5 that bad. Hell nah. Hell nah, man. Hey, we got this guy here. Speaking of love yourself, we got this guy here saying love yourself. Let's check it out. 1 second. Where am I drawing at? Here you go.
Hey, bestie. Bestie, we need to start a love train. I want everybody to put I love myself in the comments. Type in the comments, put I love myself. Mm. Love you, bestie, and the best part of your day is you. Mwah.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Listen, man. This is the issue here, bro. What we're not going to do, we got to stop this love yourself shit.
Big back activity.
If you love yourself, you ain't going to get like that, bro. Clearly, this dude has some issues. It's always a certain community, but I'm not going to say that.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
This is ridiculous, man. You don't love yourself if you treat your body like trash and you walk around with a belly that big.
Belly, belly?
That's not self-love. That's self-hate. And I know they're going to tell you otherwise. They're going to tell you to eat the donut because it's there. They're going to tell you to eat the cookie because it's there. They're going to tell you not to exercise because it's difficult. That is not loving yourself at all. At all. This is crazy, man. What's up with... Never mind. Actually, fuck it.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Is it zesty? Are they pouring zesty in the water? Are they putting zesty in the food? Maybe I'm not eating that food or drinking that water, because what the hell is going on?
Hey, bestie. Bestie, we need to start a love train. I want everybody to put I love myself in the comments. Type in the comments, put I love myself. Love you, bestie, and the best part of your day is you.
Like, the fact that you think somebody want to see all of that.
Belly, belly.
You're delusional and entitled. He don't even want, well, I don't know. Is that a she? Never mind.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
He or she or they or them don't even want to look at that belly.
Belly, belly.
Why you think we want to look at that belly?
Belly, belly.
And you on here trying to convince us that you love yourself and it's sexy and you look good. Y'all are out of your fucking mind. Crazy. I was about to say something crazy. I don't know if I could say that. What the fuck? I don't care.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You ain't get no females as a guy, so you try to switch over? Uh-oh. Anyway, let's keep it going. Did I say that? Can I say that? I think I can. I think we're good. I think I can say that now. Inauguration was last week. I think I can say that now. It's like, nah. Cancel me. Hit the like button. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Please hit the like button, man. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Just coming back from the gym. Big L for the Commandos. Commiseration, my guy. I don't even know what that means, brother. Ill on so many levels. That was disgusting. What is that? Did an alien drone fall from the sky? Yes.
Nope.
There has to be something in the water. Yeah, zesty in the water. There's two sexes. Well, apparently, before last week, they said it was more than two. That's what they said. Boy, ain't no way,
boy.
What the fuck is that? He would be in shape working out at the gym if he loves himself. Exactly. A sports bra and short shorts. That hanging out is nasty. Nasty. This example why fathers are needed in the house. You know how they say Winnie the Pooh is actually female? That's crazy. I love myself. That's why I go to the gym and eat right. Exactly. That's the longest belly I've ever seen in my life, pause. Yeah, that was actually crazy. I give you the belly deli.
Belly, belly?
I won't arrest you. I won't arrest you, Rivera, but that was almost arrestable. I'm so sick. He is literally three shades of brown. Head, paws, belly, and legs.
Strike three, you're out.
He stole his sister's clothes to say this. I'm not sure what that is. I think it's a man. I don't know what it is. I really think you can look at somebody and sometimes tell they don't need to be around kids. I would definitely not have nobody like this around my kids. Like button hit. Thank you, Marsha. Hit legs. His legs about to break off. Yeah, he was eating them saucy nuggets from Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
And Burger King.
It's Burger King.
And barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
And he's both of them at the same time. Thanks, Marty. Now I'm going to have nightmares for the rest of the week. Sorry, bro. You going to have nightmares? Let's watch it again.
Hey, bestie. Bestie, we need to start a love train.
Hit the like button.
Everybody put I love myself in the comments. Type in the comments, put I love myself. Love you, bestie, and the best part of your day is you.
Bro's belly longer than the Nile River. His big back ass on the screen, man. Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. He look 9 months pregnant.
My back pregnant.
He pregnant in the front and back.
My back pregnant.
Hey, yo, pause. I'm arresting myself for that. That was crazy. Hey, yo. Yeah, he got that makeup on too, man. Hey, listen, bro. Yeah, we're cooked, man. Hey, make sure I hit the like button. Let's keep it going. All right. Fellas. Y'all gotta get in the weight room, man.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Fellas, we gotta get in the weight room. Now, I know it's probably not likely that you're gonna get in a ninja moment and get in a fight out here, but you always want to be prepared because you don't want this to happen. Let's check it out. That's somebody's prison wife? That's crazy, bro. So you telling me he be trying to get arrested? The boo game go crazy. Hey, yo, prison doesn't want that. That's crazy. All right, man. Let's check it out, man. Fellas, get in the weight room. Y'all got to do something to stay strong. Let's check it out, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. If you ever got put in the trash can, get off the podcast. This is crazy. So disrespectful. One looks like an athlete, one doesn't. This is so disrespectful. Fellas. Fellas. Then kick the trash can. Oh, yeah. This guy definitely stinks.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
Fellas, you better not let nobody put you in the trash can. You better get in that weight room. This is crazy. This is insane, bro. And they laughing at you. They laughing at you, but fellas said it's okay to skip leg day. Why you lifting weights? You trying to be a bodybuilder? No, I'm not trying to be that. And his girl probably watched him get put in the trash can. You know his girl broke up with him that night. Yeah, I don't think this is going to work.
You going to leave me?
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, make sure I hit the like button, man. This shit is crazy out here, dog. Mike said, the fuck? Dude needs to lift weights hard. Yeah, in fact. What up, Tony Scorpio? When the dude that brag about his switch don't have his switch.
Let him cook.
They said that's why he walk around with the switch. Hey, he got packed up. Never, ever skip leg day. Facts. Embarrassing. He looked like a mini big back in the trash can. Yeah, he definitely is a mini big back. He got deboed. Facts. Definitely got deboed. Hey, yeah, fellas. Hey, stop skipping the weight room, y'all. Stop skipping the weight room. You don't want to end up like him. I'm just saying. It is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. That joint. Hey, let me know if you think I should do a reaction video, man. Let me know. He in there chilling, ain't even trying to get out. I think he was trying to get out, though. That's what's crazy. Embarrassing, absolutely, man. I think he was trying to get out. I think he was too weak to get out. He got put in there upside down. It wasn't much he could do. All right, man. Hey, yeah, get in the weight room. But if you went viral for getting violated like this, you got to grab the strap. You fooled at this point. Hey, Spider-Mo, what you say? Pick up the wrong 45 in the weight room? Oh, facts, Seth. Oh, man. All right. We had this controversial shit going on Twitter, of course. He got dumped in the trash by his girl, and he a Commanders fan. That's crazy, bro. That's wild. You're doing too much. Anyway, we had this controversial thing on Twitter. We had this father working out his son. Son could have been 2 years old. He's a little kid. And he had him on the treadmill, and people felt some type of way about it. So we're going to check that out in a second. Looks deceiving. The skinny one is strong as hell. Yeah, but the skinny one looked like an athlete, though. He looked like he done played some sports. Spider-Mo on the roll. Yeah, Spider-Mo undefeated on the podcast. Let's check out this father working out his kid, man. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay. Oh, man, he fell off. Oh, man. Is he hurt? He hurt? Nah, he right back on his feet. Let's get it.
Look me.
Yeah.
No pain, no gain. Say, I am a tiger.
I'm a tiger.
I'm a tiger.
I'm a tiger.
No.
Man, I'm shout out to this. Oh, my bad. My bad. Shout out to this dad right here. You know who ain't have a dad like that? I'm going to show you who ain't have a dad like that. He ain't have a dad like that.
Hey, bestie. Bestie, we need to start a love train. I want everybody to put.
He ain't had no dad like that. But back to this, though, man. Back to this, though, man. So since the little kid fell off the treadmill, people were like, well, that's mean. You can't do that to the kid. And it's like, bro, the kid, but he barely went. He can't go but so far. He got a little ass body. And he gets up and he's enjoying himself. He's having fun with his dad, bro. And we need more people to encourage kids to get fit. Who cares if they fall down? They kids, they going to fall down anyway doing some dumb shit more than likely. So what's the problem with him falling down with his dad? Y'all complain about no fathers in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But then when his father's in the black community, y'all mad. Make it make sense. Make it make sense, man. Make it make sense, bro. Little kid is all right. And he clearly, if the dad recorded it and he got up like that after that happened, it's probably happened multiple times. So the kid's fine. He probably used to it. And he wants to get right back on the treadmill. That's all that matters, bro. Shout out to that Pops right there, man. Nice work. Great dad there. Absolutely. I want to train my future children like that. Me too. Hey, look. Y'all going to hate me when I have kids. Whether it's son or daughter, y'all going to hate me. They're going to be on that mind working. They're going to be on there working. Whooping all y'all kids' ass. We love to see it. Absolutely. Go ahead, little tiger. We need more fathers like that. Exactly. Didn't even cry when he fell off. Exactly. Little man got heart. Let us see it. Hey, bestie should be on the soundboard. Say less. I might have to add that. Trash Can Mo ain't have no father like that either. He didn't. He's a little toughy. Yes, soundboard. Say less. This is why fathers matter and the difference fathers make. That kid going to be in shape when he's a teenager if he keep it up. He definitely going to keep it up. His dad in shape too. You can't raise boys like you raise girls. If you fall down, realize it hurts more to stay down than to get up. Exactly. My wife always says I react too slow when my kid falls. And I'm like, he'll be fine and needs to learn to handle physical discomfort. All facts. When I have kids, they all doing football, MMA, and Ninja Warrior. Nah, big facts. My kid's going to do one of the three, too. It's definitely going to be one of the three. This is a clip we will see in the future when he is in the NFL. Absolutely. Little man more in shape than Long Belly.
Belly, Belly?
That boy is not going to be a big back in his future. Absolutely. Yeah, that's why you need a man in a kid's life. I'm telling you, man. Definitely need that. All right. Hey, I'm killing y'all, man. Let's keep this podcast going. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button, man. We got Massey here, and she's basically going to tell us why women need to lift weights. And then we'll see how much time we got. We might do one more video, and we're going to get up out of here, man. Where Massey video at? Let's check out Massey.
One fitness myth that I want women to stop believing in for 2025 is believing that they're going to look like men if they strength train. That is fallacy. It is something that I continue to teach every single year, and it's been over a decade that I've been talking about this. We do not produce the hormones to look like men. We would never look like men.
Yep.
What is going to happen is that your body composition is going to look better.
You yep.
are going to look toned, have more energy,
yep.
feel better, look better in prevent osteoporosis, even
yep.
regulating your hormones, something that we want to do as women. It all happens with strength training, with movement, with exercise. I want women to really feel empowered to come into the gym.
Hey, man, shout out to Massey for the video, man. Ladies, y'all not going to look like a bodybuilder. So go on, cut that shit out. All right. Cut that myth out. It is what it is. No pain, no gain. Absolutely. He's got better running form than a lot of adults, I see. Big facts. Yeah. Ladies, you're not going to look like you on steroids. All right. Let's pick this up. Get one more video in. I got to find it. She is the truth. Absolutely. Pizza box butt got a point. Yeah, you're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. Just because she ain't got a BBL and Spider-Mo ain't talking about some. God, now she pizza box butt. That's crazy, Spider-Mo. That's insane, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Ninjas, man. It never fails with ninjas,
you
man.
You know, black people. No.
It never fails.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Ninjas got to cut it out, man. Ninjas got to cut it out, dog. Here we go. All right, we got one more video. We're going to get up out of here, man. So this girl says that the doctor told her that she's healthy.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
This is not body shaming. And listen, y'all can listen, before I show the video, y'all can say I'm body shaming.
What?
You could call me Shane McMahon. Shane Lillard. Shane Battier. I need another one. come on, man. That's all I could think of. But y'all could call me whatever. I don't care. I'm telling the truth. And you know I got to go. Now women should get Uber drivers fired because they too fat to get in cars.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Joe Thomas. Hey, see, Marty, why you ain't posted cheeks in a minute? She block you too? Nah, she ain't block me. I just, honestly, just paying attention to the algorithm and my numbers. Y'all like the bullshit more.
Bullshit?
When I'm going ham and I'm showing y'all the big backs.
Bullshit?
Y'all respond better and it's making my numbers go up. So, but I'll bring her back. I don't follow her. So, you know, I was showing her, people were sending me her posts. Nobody sent me her posts in a while. So I'm going to go check her page out and see if I could add something on here. Shame Diesel. Sugar Shane Mosley. Shame Dash. Shame Thompson. Shame Dash, funny as hell, man. He got shame. hey, Marty, when you bringing the ladies back on the show? Seth, if you left the second part of your comment out, that would have been crazy. Definitely would have been crazy. Yeah, I would have arrested Seth for that. When you bringing the ladies back on the show? Listen, man. See, what y'all got to understand is, bruh, Spider-Mo, I literally just said Shane Lillard, bruh. You're out of here, bruh. I just said the Shane Lillard.
Strike three, you're out.
Come on, Spider-Mo, keep up. It's tough bringing guests on the show, man. And getting everybody all on one accord. People be acting Hollywood. And listen, I'm a regular dude, bro. I'm a regular dude. I don't got time for that Hollywood shit. And it be people acting Hollywood that don't need to be acting Hollywood. So that shit irks me even more. But I'm gonna try to get some more ladies back on. It's tough. And like I said, I had a lot of weird shit happen. So I just really ain't been pressed. But I got some guests lined up out of town whenever I do go out of town, whenever the fuck that is. I just been busy as hell. So, but don't worry, man. Big things coming for the podcast. But I had to clear that up for y'all. Bring Treadmill Yo on the show. Treadmill Yo. Huh? I'm lost? I don't know what talking about. Shame Shakur. I fuck with it. I ain't gonna lie. I do like the freak show shit more than the productive, healthy stuff. Toxic, see?
Let him cook.
See? That's what I'm saying. But I try to like drop, you know, education in here, but y'all like the bullshit. St. Shames.
Yup.
Oops. LeBron Shames. My bad. I'm using my neighbor Wi-Fi and it's some shit. Oh, yeah? Is that right?
You know, black people.
No. It's like, no, I understand, man. Yeah. I'm Rick Shames, bitch. Oh man, that sucks. The more guests, the more knowledge to be learned. I'm gonna bring some guests on. Shames McCall. I'm gonna bring some guests on, man. People just be acting Hollywood, man. It's cool, you know. And a lot of people, I was promised I'm gonna show the video. A lot of people watch me on Instagram and TikTok, so they don't understand that this show is a whole. It's a real show, like with live audience. We be laughing, we be having fun, we be dropping gems. So they don't really know what's going on. So if I say get on the podcast, most ninjas got a shitty podcast. So they just hear that and they assume it's some bullshit. Never really tapped in. I send them to YouTube. They never watched the video. So they don't even know what's going on for real. So yeah, it is what it is. Shame of fools. damn shames. Hey, yo, go ahead, bro. All right, let's watch this video, man. This girl says she healthy. And y'all let me know if y'all think she healthy. Some of y'all might think she healthy. You know, you never know with y'all, especially y'all ninjas. Let's check it out. Oh, I'm not going to play it with the sound, actually. POV, doc said you're healthy. And she just dancing. This is ridiculous. And let's check out her caption. I think people find it hard to believe a plus-size girl could be healthy. Everyone's different. Everyone has different issues. I don't have diabetes, high blood pressure, or any of that. I might be big, but I make sure I'm okay. It's my problem, and I might not asking for any opinions. And I'm not asking for any opinions. The only thing that almost took me out a couple weeks ago was the flu. Oh, brother. Yeah, see, this is that delusional shit.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Somebody said, yo, doctor, a marine biologist? If you were cremated, it would cause grease fire. This is my second comment. She ate the first one. Yo, people were crazy. As a farmer, yes, you are healthy. Hey, yo. You're also 25. She's 25 and built like this. 25.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
25. This is crazy, man. He said heavy, not healthy. I don't know what this is. When your doctor is Dr. Pepper, this isn't plus size. This is compound interest size.
Let him cook.
I'm not usually one to comment on posts about weight, but y'all need to stop finding excuses and reasons as to why your weight is okay and just lose it. You're only considered healthy because you're young. Your body can handle that stress. Give it 10 years, you're going to have an entire list of healthy complications. They on her ass in this comment section, bruh. That's what I'm saying. We need more of that. We need more of this. We need more people cutting these big backs up and telling them the truth. And you know we got to go. Because it's getting crazy out here, man. These people really think that they're healthy. Oh, y'all going ham in the comments. Diagnostic denial. Yeah. Nah, for real. Let me pull the video back up while I'm going through these comments. I lost the video. But yeah, man, these big backs is losing their mind, bro. They losing their freaking mind. Come on, computer, show the video. Dang. Now I got to find the video. I didn't mean to exit out of it. But these big backs really think they healthy, and you can't tell them otherwise, or you fat shaming. You Shane McMahon. Shame Lilith. All right, let's go. The name's Bond, Shames Bond. Okay, Reek. First comment of the day, bars. We love to see it, Reek. If she's healthy, then I'm built like Michael J. White. Her doctor is a fucking scammer. A lot of doctors are scammers. You know that white woman is a snow bunny and has a bunch of ninjas in her DM.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We ain't even going to go there because you know that's the deal. If you're plus size, you're unhealthy. She looks morbidly obese. She did something to the doctor's stethoscope to get that prognosis. Might be. The only thing going for her right now is she's young. Give her time. Her overweight lifestyle will catch up. Healthy, but for how much longer? Yep. If she's healthy, I'm Jonathan Majors minus Megan Good in the court cases. That's crazy.
Dom DeMarco.
April Fool's isn't for another 3 months, Doc. She better never have kids in that body. Dr. Pohl, your doctor? That's crazy. She a healthy right tackle.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
She played for the Bills. It's surprising that the comments weren't backing her up. And that's what I'm saying. The world is changing. The world is changing. She's more than likely lying. Her doctor damn sure didn't tell her fat ass she was healthy. She's a healthy sumo wrestler. Black Faith Production, what's good? I'm just tuning in. Who is that sexy thick chick in the skirt? God damn. Yeah, we got a troll.
God damn.
Black Faith Production, I'm going to let you slide for now because I think you're joking. Don't come in here trolling. Because we had a troll on the last show. And I see she ain't come back because we cooked her big brunch ass. We got her up out of there. All right? So I'm going to let you rock. You know there's a ninja in her DMs. Ain't going to be in her other DM. Deep mush. Brown Baldy. That was insane, bro. Brown Baldy, that was crazy.
Break free, you're out.
I guarantee you she has high blood pressure, high blood sugar, and a lot of other illnesses related to obesity and high big back as well.
Big back activity.
What's her IG? I'm trying to smash. Yeah, Black Faith Production. We ain't even, listen. We're not even doing that today. Stop the cap. If it was a fat black woman, that just sounds crazy, bro. If it was a fat black woman, they'll be gassing her head up. But since she's a white woman, she's probably getting roasted by white dudes. Oh, for sure. Literally built like a snowman. She looked like she's in her 30s, not 25. She got Equinies in her DM. Hey, yo, I don't even know what that is, bro. If you going to troll, be on time so we can cook that ass. Yeah.
Yeah,
Black Faith Production, you a little late, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Marty, you done hurt Vicky's feelings. Yeah, Vicky came in here. Go watch Friday's episode. Vicky came in here on some bullshit calling us fat phobic. But, you know, one thing I realized, the people who come in here trolling don't never have a profile picture.
Dom DeMarco.
Except for Shelly. Except for Shelly. That's why I rock with Shelly, because she came in here, showed herself, and was talking that shit, and was cooking Spider-Mo. Yeah. That doc didn't tell her that. Fat acceptance is the liars. Yep. Now they doctor shop in a big back community, so those doctors, they go to just indulge in their delusions. The only feelings Vicky got is cream cheese feelings.
Dom DeMarco.
She said the ninjas love her. That's what she said. The ninjas love me. They love it here. Whatever. Whatever. We ain't trying to hear none of that.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way. Not no solid ninjas. At Black Faith, is she wife material for you? Life partner? Probably not. Okay, Jennifer. Marty and her DMs, like, after this podcast, I'm going to buy you some crumble cookies, and you know I got to go. Man, whatever, man. You're arrested. Oh, it's Latin for horses. Okay. She looks like Foghorn, Leghorn from Bug Bunny's cartoons. That's insane. Was proud of Shelly, though. She lost 10 pounds. Absolutely. She ate Spider-Mo. Michael Hawkins, you have lost your damn mind. Michael Hawkins has lost his damn mind coming in here talking about a big joint ate somebody. If she took a headshot picture, she could get away with looking normal size. She could catfish off her face, honestly. I agree. A lot of joints do that. Anytime you see a joint, hold on. Let me take this off for a second. Anytime you see a joint, all her pictures is up here, and she taking all the pictures like this. All the pictures is like this. Big joint. Big joint.
Big back activity.
Big back joint. All Popeye's joint.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeye's?
All Popeye's joint.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeye's.
She just left the barbecue joint.
It's barbecue in there.
Her body bigger than her head. Her head the same size as her thighs. Shelly was cooking my mother and some hamburgers.
It's barbecue in there.
That can't be good for her joints. Nope. If she started her own Big Back sorority, probably. What university? What university that Big Back sorority at? PSU plus size university? Only thing missing is her fat girl glasses. Oh, let me put this back on. You kicked out Niner gang for that. Yeah, he was wild for that. I'm actually proud of myself for not getting kicked out. Nah, Seth, you was chill today, bro. Spider-Man. Seth was chill today, bro. Seth was real chill, man. Alabama State University.
Alabama Stakes.
Hey. Hey, you know, when they come out with another video, I'm using that. When they come out with another video, I'm using it. I'm giving them a break now, though. Because you know they're going to do some shit in the springtime or the summertime, man. You know they're going to do some bullshit, man. Hey, man. MWU, Mile Wide University. Big Back U is her campus. Hey, man, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Hey, man, shout out to the Playback Gang. Man, I apologize for the audio issues in the beginning. I'm sorry about that, man. Usually it connects to the microphone, but I guess, I don't know what happened. But that's part of the game. It is what it is, man. So listen, appreciate y'all watching. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Hit the like button.
What?
I don't know why y'all didn't just come in here and don't hit the like button.
What?
All right. I ate all my food. University is crazy, bruh. Hey, man, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. I've been triggering people on X like I'm a hook. And I was just about to say something that was about to get me kicked out, but I'm chilling. Oh, brother. Like I said, follow my social media. And listen, man, understand this is the best fitness podcast out. Goal's going to be empty tomorrow. Them Commander fans about to jump off the big chair. This is the best fitness podcast out, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Buffet University. If you have a long belly, wear boy shorts and a beat and a boy, do not watch the podcast. There's going to come a time when Marty has 1 million subscribers and 10,000 live viewers. Please don't stop the grind. Hey, Black Faith Production, appreciate you, dog. Coming in here trolling like that. I knew that wasn't no troll for real, bro. Hit the like button, like Mike Hawkins said. Hit the like button, man. And I'm going to catch y'all again Wednesday for sure, 9:00 Eastern. I'm going to try to do something tomorrow or Tuesday. No promises. I'm going to try. I got something funny I want y'all to see, bro. And I'm trying to save it for like an extra video. If you flaming and fat, don't watch the podcast.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
If you want to date her, don't watch the podcast. Absolutely not. And listen, man, hit the like button. I'm going to catch y'all on Wednesday. Appreciate y'all.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best fitness podcast out. We out of here.